Hello and welcome to the Monday, June 1st, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. If you're using the Bluecoat SSL visibility appliance, it's time to check that you are patched. A patch was released to address some vulnerabilities in the web-based admin interface. Always sad if security devices have these type of actually fairly basic vulnerabilities. In addition, you should definitely make sure that the admin interface is not accessible from outside your network. And talking about embarrassing and unnecessary web application vulnerabilities, if you are using a D-Link network storage device, make sure you update to the latest firmware quickly. Details for about 50 different vulnerabilities in these devices were released. Now, they range from simple authentication bypass, where an unauthenticated user may be able to access pages they're not allowed to access, to operating system command injection in several pages on these devices that are executing operating system commands, but these commands are not properly escaped and terminated. So the result is that an attacker could run arbitrary code on these devices. Overall, they're also not very well configured with no passwords for the root user and such. So once an attacker does actually gain access via one of those weak web pages, they can then completely take over the device and are not restricted by the operating system in any meaningful way. Apparently, this report does not list all vulnerabilities that this particular researcher found, but just the ones that have been patched so far. Actually, I must applaud this researcher's patience with the vulnerability disclosure here. The vulnerability disclosure timeline goes well back to 2014. And then for those of you who are using GitHub, a new tool here to check for sensitive information that may have been saved on GitHub. This is the GitHub commit crawler, and this particular tool will allow you to follow certain developers and such to get alerts whenever any of their commits matches standard patterns, like for example, authentication tokens and the like, that should probably not end up in a public GitHub repository. So pretty neat tool. Like I said, can be used to audit and alert yourself, but can of course also be used against you. And well, it's not just D-Link having issues with its network storage devices. Lassie, which is now owned by Seagate, also has issues, in particular with its Big Five network appliance. This particular appliance suffers from arbitrary file read, essentially sort of taking out all the access control that the device claims to provide. A patch is available and has been released by Seagate. The proof of concept here is amazingly simple. For example, you can just read the Etsy shadow file using the URL proxy function of this device. And just like in the D-Link case earlier, this device does not take advantage of your standard operating system protection as a good web application should. This is why the web user is able to read the Etsy shadow file, which really should not happen. And if you have a couple cycles, the Spoofer project is asking for help. They sort of revamped themselves a little bit, have some new clients and such available. If you haven't checked it out in a while, but essentially the goal of the project is to check how many ISPs around the internet do allow IP address spoofing. Now, we got a comment to this story stating that, well, you shouldn't really be spoofing even for research purposes. I'll leave that decision up to you. I think the project is useful in order to really raise awareness and point out which ISPs are the big problem here, so any effort to, for example, out them and get them to change their ways can be focused on those where it matters most. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.